Jess feeling should be no surprise, honestly. The campaign ads show the Democrats are running Republican messages as they try to find the best ways to get as far away from Joe Biden as possible. That's right. They're running against Joe Biden, our Democrats. In a recent political ad titled Blame Washington, the Senate candidate places the blame for economic woe on politicians who set the rules, weakened the supply chain, and spiked inflation. That's a Democrat. That's the radical avowed socialist, John Fetterman, who thinks shooting up heroin should be legal in the city square, by the way, who's running for Senate in the state of Pennsylvania. His ad blames politicians in Washington and Democrats. Over a dozen political ads across the country, by the way, show Democrat ads campaigning as being independent of their own party. Right here in Michigan, Dan Kildee, I stood up to summon my own party and push to cut the gas tax and to hire more police officers. But, like others, Dan Kildee votes with Biden basically 100% of the time. But his ad and others indicate a trend many Democrats are taking headed to the midterm, which is lie. Dan Kildee has voted with Joe Biden 100% of the time. Maybe that's why he won't come on the program anymore. He used to come here all the time. Dan, it's an open invitation. We had some great conversations, and suddenly you ghosted me. For what? Because I don't agree with you, or I think Joe Biden is an abject failure? Let's see here. Veteran GOP political advertiser John Brabender said, I don't know how to interpret that other than it's how they're hedging their bet that Biden's numbers are not going to improve. They have come up about 3 or 4 points in recent, in the last 2 weeks, but, you know, where's that going to go? Democrats won't discuss the Inflation Reduction Act unless economic prospects improve dramatically. And with immediate impact, and there can't be immediate impact. None of it's even going to be in place. Jared Gold, Democrat in Maine, pitched himself in an August ad as an independent voice. The only Democrat to vote against trillions of dollars of President Biden's agenda because I knew it would make inflation worse. Sure. Senator Maggie Hassan of New Hampshire said she's worked with Republicans to cut billions in wasteful spending. Really? This is all garbage from people that vote for the socialist agenda almost exclusively. Almost exclusively is how they vote. And they know it. And they know it. Let's see here. Elon Musk. He has sent a subpoena to the former Twitter CEO, Jack Dorsey. That's kind of fun, isn't it? Dorsey, who previously expressed support for Musk's $44 billion takeover bid of Twitter. There's a court battle coming up October the 17th in the Delaware Court of Chancery over the termination of the $44 billion acquisition offer. Dorsey handed over the chief executive reins to Parag Agrawal when he stepped down last year. He announced his support for the Musk bid in April. In principle, I don't believe anyone should own or run Twitter. It wants to be a public good at a protocol level, not a company, Dorsey tweeted. Solving for the problem of it being a company, however, Elon is the singular solution I trust. I trust his vision to extend the light of consciousness. He added that both Musk and Agrawal's goal is to create a platform that is maximally trusted and broadly inclusive. The subpoena seeking documents and communications from Dorsey about the merger, the impact of spam and fake accounts on the company's business and operations, and Twitter's use of monetizable daily activity usage as a key metric. It also asked for documents and communications related to alternative measures of active users that Twitter has considered, the company's business plans for analysis for achieving MDAU targets, and MDAU inclusion in executive or director compensation. So, Musk contacted Dorsey March the 26th to discuss the future direction of social media, including the benefits of open social protocols, and reached out on May 5th to discuss Dorsey's possible contribution of shares in order to retain an equity investment in Twitter and so on and so forth. Now it has come down to a subpoena. And in the nation's capital, the mayor, very upset, very unhappy, as Muriel Bowser, begging for the National Guard. For the second time, the Pentagon said no to a request, happened yesterday, by Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser to activate the National Guard to assist with thousands of illegals who have been arriving in the nation's capital in recent months. It's less than, it's like 6,800, less than 7,000. Texas, meanwhile, has about 400,000 illegals housed right now. 400,000. So they just sent a little taste north to the D.C. area. They've been bused from Washington to D.C. since April. Another 1,000 or so have been sent to New York City. Operation Lone Star, sharing the wealth. Sharing the wealth. 326 million lethal doses of fentanyl have been seized since March of 2021. What is sharing the wealth? Right? That's what they're doing. And 7,000 people in D.C. is cause for the National Guard? Okay. Hey, if you're ready to lose weight and take control of your life again, then learn more about My Pure Health Solutions. You may be able to lose a couple of those meds, drop your blood pressure, feel good again just by dropping the weight you've been thinking about for so long. You know you have. I've lost more than 40 pounds 5 years ago. My Pure Health Solutions works. It's real food, not fake stuff. Find out more today about losing weight and not going straight to the graveyard instead. GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com to get started on feeling good again. GruberHealth.com. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere with some final thoughts.
School spring fling. Hey, where we up?
All right, I've gone through all the tracks. Just move through the beats. Do your thing.
All right, everyone, let's hear it for West High's own Brooke Turner, aka DJ Hook.
Scratching up my first school dance takes confidence. So getting into college, I've got what it takes. Okay, I went to the practice sessions. I slept good. I feel good.
We will now begin the test. Please take out your pencils.
I got this.
We're all good at something. Maybe it's breakdancing or skateboarding or video games. Whatever you're good at, you had the skills to make it happen. And those same skills will help us get to college. Visit knowhowtogo.org to learn what you should be doing right now to prepare for college. Start taking the steps at knowhowtogo.org.
I've got what it takes. So do you.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation, and the Ad Council.